If you have been the victim of investment fraud, Secretary Galvin's office might be able to help. Secretary Galvin's office regulates and enforces laws relating to risk investments of all kinds that are offered or sold in Massachusetts. Secretary Galvin's office has been successful in returning millions of dollars directly back to defrauded investors. See if some of these situations where we were able to help are similar to yours. An elderly widow went to her local bank branch to deposit money from the sale of property and was persuaded by the broker to invest in stock market funds and a market-linked CD. The customer was confused as to the nature of the investments because they were sold to her within the bank branch, and the broker went against her express wishes not to have exposure to the stock market by placing her in those products. The customer contacted Secretary Galvin's office and was able to reverse the transactions and recover all her money. Two rogue brokers from a broker-dealer engaged in excessive trading in an elderly man's account in order to generate substantial commissions for themselves. The agents concealed the amount charged to the customer so he would not detect the churning of his account. The customer contacted Secretary Galvin's office and was able to recover some of the excessive fees charged to his account, and the brokerage firm was permanently barred from doing business in Massachusetts. An older couple contacted Secretary Galvin's office because all of their money had been put into an annuity by their broker, and they could not access their money without incurring substantial fees. Secretary Galvin's office was able to get them out of the annuity without having to pay the fees. An individual preyed on his elder relatives to obtain total control over their brokerage accounts and steal their money to use for personal expenses. They notified Secretary Galvin's office when he admitted what he did, and Secretary Galvin's office was able to get the brokerage firm to reimburse the stolen funds. A retired couple hired an investment advisor to help them with their finances. He put them into a product for which he earned a large commission, but the product was unsuitable for their needs and the couple incurred substantial fees. Secretary Galvin's office was able to get them out of the product and get the fees reimbursed to them. A large broker-dealer failed to provide adequate disclosures and documents to older customers regarding surrender charges they incurred when the customers switched variable annuities. Secretary Galvin's office was able to have the broker-dealer reimburse the surrender charges to Massachusetts senior citizens. A company paid an individual to advertise and sell its unregistered promissory notes related to real estate to Massachusetts residents. Secretary Galvin's office was able to get the company to offer reimbursements to all Massachusetts investors and stop the note sales in Massachusetts. Further, his office prevented the individual from being able to get into the securities industry in the future. If you need help, you can reach us toll-free at 1-800-269-5428.